And we have one more call and a couple of teachings for you. Doctors Jackie Mac-Harris and Alice Benton come alongside of Marie, who shares about her unstable youth and the overwhelming feeling of unresolved trauma and possibly arrested development. Two teachings will follow. Mark Cameron will share about insecure versus secure beliefs, and then one of the New Life teaching videos by Chris Williams, The Real and Ideal Self. Our New Life library has over 650 videos on so many different topics. You can check them out at newlife.com.
Let's go to Marie in San Dimas, California, listening on 99.5 KKLA. Hi, Marie.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. Just a question about unresolved trauma. I haven't wanted to deal with trauma, and I was wondering, what are the signs, symptoms that come out? I remember having a mother that was not emotionally stable, and I used to bite my nails and pick my sores and do all kinds of things, scared, and then she'd put, like, Mercurochrome on them to stop me from biting, and I just never got any kind of resolution from trauma. And I think there's things that I don't even remember. You know, I remember her crying and having fits and going, I'm running away and I'm never coming back, and her hiding in the garage and crying. And I didn't think that affected me, but now, because I was such a people pleaser growing up, I now find, like, I'm taking offense at everything, and that's not normal. Like, I mean, I try not to show it, but I just wondering, with your guys' expertise, what should somebody like me that never had a voice of my own, if I had my own opinion, it was wrong if it didn't coincide with her opinion.
You were just an extension of her.
I guess so.
Yeah. Have you ever done therapy for yourself?
I would quit. And I don't think I was ready.
Yeah.
I think there's things that I just don't want to, I don't remember a lot of my childhood. My mom and dad loved us very much, you know, but it was not, it was dysfunctional in a way that they were both emotionally distant.
Yeah. And even when our parents love us very much and are emotionally available, we still make mistakes. And those mistakes can leave an imprint that causes a lot of pain.
It was hard. You know, when you're compared to other people, I was a competitive figure skater. Why don't you skate like her or fast as her? If I was little and just drawing, minding my own business, she'd come up behind me and say, well, your cousin Michelle has all the drawing talent. And I was just devastated, and I'm letting it get to me, and I shouldn't. How do you resolve it, is what I'm saying? Because I know
therapy.
There's a lot of people that have this.
There's no short answer. You've got a lot of work to do. You've got some, our body holds on to experience. There's a book called The Body Keeps the Score that talks all about that. You are probably in fight, flight, freeze, and very sensitive and heightened. And there's probably things that are going on in the world, in your life, on your job, in your family, that are making that even more pronounced. And working with a therapist that is trauma-informed can help you tease out what were the parts that you're still stuck in, and then help you develop some tools to ground yourself, help you have maybe better reactions and responses. You're taking offense probably because you're making up in your mind what they think or meant by whatever the thing was. But that's been happening to your whole life based on what you just said about your mom and the ways that she would put you down. And so my recommendation would be to find a therapist. Let us help you find a therapist in your area, and so that you can get started on doing this trauma work, because it sounds like now you're ready.
Is your mom still around, Murray?
No, she passed away at 92. And
how long ago?
10 years ago.
Okay.
And I feel, can I ask you guys another question? Do you get arrested development when you grow up like that? I feel like I was a child inside. There's things that I should have been way ahead of that I wasn't. And I didn't realize it.
You can. We can get arrested development from an illness, from trauma in the family. And we all carry this system around inside of us. And so there may still be a young part of you that is stuck and struggling. And that part might show up for you. It could be helpful for you since you've already connected with the fact that there's a part of you or another part of you, it would be helpful for you to work with a therapist that uses internal family systems, which is a model that helps you identify the different parts of yourself and the roles that they're taking, and then make some changes through interacting with those parts inside of yourself. Multiplicity is a real thing. More than one thing can be true at the same time. And we can think something and think something else all at the same time. They can be diabolically opposed, and we can still feel those same things at the same time. And an IFS therapist could help you figure that out.
Else.
I wonder, Marie, if you're afraid that if you touch the trauma and let some of the memories come back to the surface that you've compartmentalized, are you afraid you'll be overwhelmed, lose control, drown in your tears? What are you worried will happen?
I think I'll be overwhelmed. I just think there's stuff back there that I can't remember. You know what's weird is I don't remember things like my friends do. I don't remember things I should remember, like school, all my teachers. I just don't remember things. It's like I've blocked them out.
Yeah, that's pretty almost. That's pretty common. When you've had a chaotic upbringing, it's common to block things out because it's part of survival. The brain is really good at shutting things away that you're not ready to look at. But with the right guide, the right therapist, you, God, and the therapist can help get you ready. There's an expedited form of therapy called EMDR, eye movement desensitization and reprocessing, and it helps you access some of the emotions and memories that are below the conscious level. And usually you have to start off EMDR with why you don't want to do therapy and all the things you're afraid are going to happen if you do therapy. So that really has to be the initial focus in order for you then to feel safe enough to let the therapist guide you into the trauma. And Marie, even just saying that your mom would say, I'm running away, I'm never coming back, and she would go and hide somewhere, the terror that a child must have felt thinking maybe she really did run away this time, that is more than enough in and of itself to cause some of what you're describing to us. And processing, telling those stories and letting the emotions flow is what will bring relief. It may be overwhelming at the start, but with a good therapist, that overwhelm is quickly contained and dealt with.
And when you're raised by emotionally unavailable parents, you don't have a model for how to be in and express emotion. So you may be an emotional avoider, and emotional avoiders have a poor memory because part of memory is emotion. And so when you don't have emotional association with an experience, it may not stick, or it may not be something you think of. And so it doesn't come up to the part of the brain that you really use to identify things. And so a good therapist can help you with that.